one from Hanby Stadium in Mesquite, Texas. Yep, I said that 2 weeks ago, and I'll say it again 2 weeks from tonight. This is our second of three trips here. Tonight we've got Longview and North Mesquite. Mike Richardson here with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris is back with us. He's off of his one-game suspension, and he's back with us. We needed a driver, so we brought him with us tonight. We got Longview and North Mesquite. To tell you about it, here's Brent.
Tough year for North Mesquite. They're 2-5 and 0-3 in district play. Longview in good form is for a straight run. They're 7-0 for the season and 3-0 in district play.
Yeah, North Mesquite's just had a tough time of it this year. They've kind of switched around with their quarterbacks. Thompson has got 254 yards rushing, and he's their leading rusher, along with Samuel Inyang. If you look over at Longview, Cade Meredith was 957 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns. Haynes King has got 74 for 132 completions. He's thrown six interceptions. He's thrown for 1,130 yards and nine touchdowns. So Longview's offense has been on a roll. Last week they won 48-10 over Heath, and North Mesquite was thrashed by Rockwall. It's like you lost 77-7. They don't have a lot of players on this team. They only suit up 44 players, so they're kind of shorthanded. And Brent, they've just struggled the entire year, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they really have. Well, this is the 15th meeting between the two teams. Longview's won 11 times. North Mesquite's won three times. North Mesquite's is coached by Tim Setter. It's his second year, and of course, Longview coached by John King. Longview's in their all-white tonight, and Mesquite's in their all-blue. They're blue and white, and they're in their all-blue tonight. Well, the weather tonight, the rain has quit, I think. It was sort of misty and rainy as we got here, but I think it's quit. But the temperature is quite brisk in the 50s as we kick off here in Hanby Stadium. Longview's got a decent crowd. And North Mesquite has got maybe 100 people down there.
I believe I can count them pretty quick.
I think I'll take the under on that.
I do too.
It won't be. I said maybe 100. Let's see what we got. North Mesquite, I think, won the toss.
And they deferred.
North Mesquite deferred to the second half, so Longview will receive from the south end. North Mesquite will kick it from the north end. Well, welcome everyone to Hanby Stadium. Brett Taylor, Johnny Bond, Eddie and Mike Richardson, and Gene Morris. And we've got Herberto Campuzano to kick off for North Mesquite. They won the toss and deferred to the second half, so they got the win at their back in the first quarter. And it's a pretty strong wind out of the north.
Cade Meredith's back, Brent, but all year they've kicked away from him. I don't know if he's got a return this year.
I don't think he does. Here comes the kick. This one's going in the end zone, and Longview will come out to their 25 in scrimmage. I don't think he does have one.
It's a big pickup for Meredith.
He's such a gifted runner. He looks like he's not going to do anything, make any yards. He turns the corner. Not only does he make yards, he gets it all the way to the 45-yard line of North Mesquite. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Under center. The minivan, Kevin Jones in the game at fullback. They're going to throw it deep down the field for Kirby. Caught it to 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
Checked off. Well, Kirby that time just made a move, and the defensive back for North Mesquite, DeKalen Jones just fell down. He's wide open. I mean, I think you could have thrown that one, Brent.
I think I could have if he didn't get too far down the field.
Well, the defensive back just fell on the ground, and so Kirby's just out there throw it to me, and he did. Yeah. And he just jogs into the end zone.
Who's afraid to kick the extra point? High snap, ball down, kick up. And the kick is good. Lobby 7, North Mesquite nothing. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. There's Torres with a kick and Longview with a tackle inside the 18-yard line. Boy, that was a nice open field tackle. I'm not sure who it was, but it was a good heads-up tackle. Second down and 10 from Longview's 26. 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Longview's got a 7-0 lead. Two wides far side of the field. Darden's going to throw it. Tipped up in the air and intercepted. Longview's got an interception. And down the field they come across the 45 to the 48-yard line.
Well, I think that was intercepted.
Cedric Smith.
By Cedric Smith.
Sure it was. The linebacker, Cedric Smith, got it. Returned it all the way out to the 48-yard line. So Longview back on offense with a 7-0 lead. 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Second down and 8. From the 34-yard line of North Mesquite. Motion back to the formation. King back to throw. Right out there. It's called out there by Kyle Moore. He got away. Down the field to the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Whoa.
Now the flag thrown.
Going to be called against Longview. Another big play that's going to, and that one was a score.
It sure was.
I can tell you that's called against Kirby.
Sure down, was.
Blocking down on the 10-yard line.
First down and goal, Longview. Under center goes King. The minivan Jones is a fullback blocking. They give it to Meredith, left side, walk-in touchdown.
Wow. Well,
I'm going to tell you something. That minivan could do more than run.
He just made a nice block on that.
He sure did.
Leading out in front of Cade Meredith. And Meredith just goes in completely untouched over left tackle.
13-0 Longview. 3:15 to go first quarter. Una Ferreira kicked the extra point. Ball's down. The kick is up. And it's up and good. 14-0 Longview. 3:15 to go first quarter. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Torian Smith with the return. But he ran into his own man and went down to 19. Third down and 11 for North Mesquite. Let's see if Longview can put some pressure on the quarterback this time with Norman. Thornton, play action pass, rolls to the near side of the field and tackled at the inside the 15, about the 13.
Man, I don't know about that play. That was just a sprint out. Run the fullback out of the backfield when it's third and 15. And
Tyree Hale made that play.
If he'd have been wide open, he'd have never gotten the first down. I'm talking about wide open field and once he catches it.
No, he wouldn't have. Hale's going to return it for Longview. There's the kick. This one's going to go to Tyree Hale. Fumbles the ball. Picks it back up. He's going to get away. And we tackle at the 46-yard line. 14-0 Longview. First quarter is ended. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. 14-0 Longview. Now Longview's got the wind at their back on this quarter. Same spread formation. He's going to throw it. Caught, touchdown.
Wow, that's a perfect throw.
It sure was.
Jalen Mosley was between Kyrus Moore and Haynes King, and he just lofted it over Jones and right into the hands of the receiver.
Boy, that was a nice pass. I thought he might intercept it when he threw it. It just went right over him and right into Kyrus Moore's hands.
That's good.
Una Ferreira kicked the extra point. The kick is up, and it's good. It's 21-0 Longview, 11-11 to go in the half. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Torres kicks it off in the end zone. So Garth Mesquite will bring it out to the 25-yard line and scrimmage first and 10. 21-0 Longview. Marcus Yao checks in the game for North Mesquite at wide receiver. So it's second down and 10 for North Mesquite from their 25. Thornton, low snap.
He's fixing to get
Norman's going to bury the Drew Beltran buried the ball carrier back behind the line of scrimmage.
I'm telling you, that guy bends over to pick it up, and Beltran just unloaded on him.
He sure did. Wow. It's third down and 20 or 19. Thornton rolls to the near side. Chased, tackled, fumbled it out of bounds.
And he's hurt.
That was Beltran again.
Yeah, Beltran running down the quarterback, who's running for his life, Leon Thornton. And he gets to the two-yard line, and then he's tackled by Beltran. Actually, I don't think he fumbled, Brent. I think he was attempting
to pass,
to throw the ball, but they're not going to let him get away with that.
High snap, got it away. It's end over end. It's going to hit and be picked up by Hale at the 30-yard line. He gets it back to the 20-something, 27-yard line. That's where Longview was scrimmaged, first and 10 from North Mesquite's 27. Second down and 10. That's the 27-yard line of North Mesquite. Spread formation. Two running backs in the backfield besides King. They give it to Meredith up the middle of the field. Touchdown.
He's too fast. Too fast for them, Brent. He went through the line of scrimmage and sidestepped one guy and then ran right up the middle of the field, and they've got nobody that can catch him.
No, not many people do. 27-0 with 9:20 to go in the half. Tartanage.
It's his second touchdown of the night.
That's okay. 27-0. Extra point attempt is up. Hits the goal post. It bounces through. And it's 28-0 with 9:20 to go in the first half. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Torres kicks it out of the back of the end zone. So North Mesquite will come to their 25 and scrimmage first down and 10. Thornton back to throw. Beltran chases. Thornton's going to run it. Out of bounds he goes. It's fourth down and long. Beltran was after him. He just couldn't quite get up to him. No, it was he after him. Sawyer Gorham Welch was after him. And Tyshawn Taylor was after him. Here comes the punt. Uh-oh. High snap. They got it away. It's end over end. It's going to hit and bounce and bounce.
Uh-oh.
And be picked up close to the ground. I mean, close to the tackler. It was picked up out there by Patrick Webb. And he got it back. It's a 32-yard punt. Webb got it across midfield to the 47. Second down and goal for Longview from the 9-yard line of North Mesquite. 4:58 to go in the first half. Longview leads 28-0. Three wide, far side of the field. King back to throw it again. Throws to the corner of the end zone. Caught. Hopkins, touchdown. Well, Hopkins has come alive tonight in Hamby Stadium.
Well, that was kind of the opposite route of they ran before. This time Hopkins was the inside guy, and Hale was the outside guy. Hale runs the square in. Hopkins runs the deep out from his slot position, and Haynes King just, you know.
Perfect throw.
Puts it on the money. That's a tough one to defend right there.
34-0, Longview. Who's afraid to kick the extra point? He's kicked up, and it is kicked good. It's 35-0, Longview. With 4:43 to go in the half. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Torian Smith back to return it, but he couldn't get it till he got to the end zone. So it's going to come to the 25, first down and 10. Thompson pulled it down and got it away. And it's off to the side.
Get away.
And Lomby's going to let it bounce and roll and die. 31-yard punt, no return. Lomby's got it at the 41-yard line, their own 41.
He gets close to the first.
There's Meredith with a tackle.
There you go.
Left
walk
side,
in.
Walk in, touchdown. 41-0.
That's his third touchdown in the first half.
41-0 with 39 seconds to go in the half. Too many folks.
Yep.
That may very well be the last time you see the ones on offense tonight.
Well, last week he brought them back after only one series in the third quarter. High snap, good hold by King. Kick is up, unafraid, it's good. 42-0 Longview, 39 seconds to go in the half. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. First half has come to an end here at Hamby Stadium in Mesquite. Longview 42 and North Mesquite nothing. We'll be back with more halftime in 3 minutes. Here's Torres again kicking out of the back of the end zone. So Longview have the win at their back in the third quarter. They've got a 42-0 lead, and they'll go on defense. Five-yard penalty, so that's going to bring up fourth down and 17. He got it away. It's going to be bouncing sideways and be killed at the 48-yard line of North Mesquite. Justin Beltran in the game at tight end for Longview. One receiver on either side. There goes Mosley on the jet sweep. He's turned going. On the speed. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Hopkins. C.J. Hopkins having a big night tonight.
I'm telling you. I know they unleashed C.J. Hopkins tonight.
Yeah. Took him 8 games, but he got unleashed tonight. It's 48-0. That was a jet sweep, and Hopkins just outran everybody to the end zone. So, that's going to bring in Unifre. High snap, ball down, kick up. No good. Missed it. 48-0 with 10:17 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. So that'll end the third quarter. Longview with a comfortable lead, 48-0. We'll be back with the final 12 minutes on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. So it's fourth down. Fourth down and 7. Under center again is Longview. There goes Jefferson. Right side, he's got a room. Crease. 5-10, 5, cuts back inside, touchdown.
Well, what can you say? 27-yard run by Jefferson, Longview's second team. And
on 4th and 7.
On 4th and 7, and Jefferson breaks it for 27 yards.
11:05 to go in the football game. Longview leads 54-0. Here's extra point of jump by Unifre. It's kicked up. It's good. No, that was Spencer Powell. Spencer Powell on the extra point. 55-0 Longview with 11:05 to go in the game. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute.
And they're going to come out and kick a field goal. That's a little cheesy there, Brent.
Yeah, Marion Gay made the tackle. Yep.
Well.
Well, now they got to get their field goal team on the field. This is going to be a 29-yard kick. High snap, kick is on its way. No good. So it's no good. 55-0 with 3:30 to go in the game. And Longview will take over. Third down, and Longview needs 11 for a first at the 36-yard line of North Mesquite. 55-0 Longview. That's the way it's going to end.
And Longview comes out of the huddle. It's 14-13 on the play clock and 17 on the game clock. So they are going to run this one more and take a knee, and that'll do it.
That'll do it. Longview 55 and North Mesquite 0. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM with a wrap-up in 3 minutes.